Are you a mum looking for some parenting inspiration, tips and advice, stories on the ups and downs we face in our lives as parents, some humour and a little bit of fun? Then you may have just found what you're looking for. Hi and welcome to the Parenting in the Thick of It show. I'm your host Louise Clark, a certified parent coach known to many as your parenting partner. As a mum to three teenagers, you can bet I've probably been there, done that, and heard it all. Trust me, there'll be few things that I haven't experienced firsthand. I created this podcast because I just love to help mums like you find ways to navigate life in the thick of it and find a way out of it. Episode 615. Your child is a gift. How big? Huge. Hi and welcome to the show where today I'm going to be talking about gifts. And what better time of the year than to do this in December when we are buying gifts and thinking about presents. And I'm talking about presents, yes, but presents more, as in we need to be present. And we really do need to be present to fully understand and appreciate the gift that our child actually brings us. And when we're present, we recognize that they are much more of a gift to us for very different reasons than the obvious. So I'm going to be talking about that. Before I go on, I want to say thank you to all of you for tuning in. I really do appreciate all the support, all the emails, and all the reviews that you kindly leave on Apple Podcasts. In doing so, not only does it make my heart sing, but it helps this show reach more people. And in this day and age, more parents need support than ever before. It is difficult to navigate life in the thick of it with kids in this digital age. This show is not about phones and digital devices at all. This episode isn't. I talk plenty about that, but it does pose a huge challenge to us. So if you know of anyone who needs some support, then please share this podcast with them. Send them a link so that they can get to the show and they can go back through the episodes and get some of the support, tips, advice, and solutions they need to navigating their lives in the thick of it and being able to raise their bars, and in so doing, actually build a more deep and connected relationship with their kids. So thank you to those of you who do share the show, who do rate and review the show. It means the world. If you haven't, please head over to iTunes and consider leaving a review for me. So back to the gift. What sort of a gift is your child to you? And I've been thinking about a poem that Dr. Shefali Sabari wrote many years ago and published in her book, The Awakened Family. And I knew the poem was in there and I was thinking I really do need to track it down. And lo and behold, a dear friend and colleague of mine posted the poem in a blog that she wrote. So thank you for drawing my attention to it, Sharon. You know who you are. It came right into my inbox at exactly the right time because I've been looking for it, I've wanted to find it, and there it is. What a gift. And ironically, the poem is called The Gift. So I want to read it to you because it really does hit the nail on the head. And for many parents, when they hear it, especially if you're not familiar with my work, which is based on the work of Dr. Shefali's, you can sometimes hear this and go, what? No, surely not. There's no ways a child who defies me is a lesson for me. There's no ways that a child who forgets things is a lesson to me. It's the kid, you know, they're rebellious or they're defiant or controlling or anxious, rude, aggressive, whatever it might be. There's a gift in that. So let me read you the poem. The Gift by Dr. Shefali Sabari. If you wish to find it, it's in The Awakened Family on page 175 and 176. But if you just Google it, you will be able to get it and print it and read it a few times. May you be blessed with a child who defies you, so you learn to release control. With one who doesn't listen, so you learn to tune in. With one who loves to procrastinate, so you learn the beauty of stillness. With one who forgets things, so you learn to let go of attachments. With one who is extra sensitive, so you learn to be grounded. With one who is inattentive, so you learn to be focused. With one who dares to rebel, so you learn to think outside the box. With one who feels afraid, so you learn to trust the universe. May you be blessed with a child who teaches you that it is never about them and all about you. Wow. And you might want to print this out so you can read it again to really let those words percolate. Because really, the gift in our children is that in their temperaments and characteristics, of which some are coded, they're genetically there, the others can be acquired. These characteristics can be acquired. And they can be acquired as a result of the way in which we parent them. And you all know from, well, those of you who listen to the show, you all know that I talk about our basic needs, every man, woman, and child. And that is to be seen, to be heard, to be understood, to feel that we're worthy, important, and that we matter. We need this sense of belonging. And as children, if we are not seen and heard and understood and appreciated for our inherent worth, we start to act in different ways in order to get attention, in order to be seen and heard, in order to be understood. So we can develop characteristics of, say, being very strong-willed, or being very bossy and obnoxious, or being a good girl, a bad boy, a pleaser, a class clown, a victim, a martyr, someone who blames, someone who defends, someone who judges. We take on those characteristics to meet our deepest needs. That if we are in control, we are seen and heard. If we are attention seeking and being the class clown, oh, you can bet your bottom dollar we're seen and heard. So the gift is that when we see these characteristics in our kids, it's an offer to us to be able to be the antidote, to be the opposite of that. We all know that if we have a child who is controlling, strong-willed, determined, very persevering, then if we act in the same way, in other words, we meet that strong-willed energy with strong will and control ourselves, it goes absolutely nowhere. So we have to learn to let go of control in the face of control. We have to learn that if we have a child that doesn't listen, we need to be able to get curious and ask ourselves why. The gift in a child who doesn't listen, if we are prepared to look deep, is that perhaps it's a reflection of the fact that we might not be the best of listeners. So that child who doesn't listen is saying, "Mum, Dad, tune in, hear me. I don't feel heard. So I'm not going to listen," which means you don't feel heard, which means they don't listen, which means they don't feel heard, and so it goes on. A child who procrastinates can be incredibly frustrating. But if we can sit in that, the gift of it is that it forces us to recognize the stillness in the procrastination, to be able to just sit still in those moments where we are prone to get very frustrated when we see our kids procrastinating. It's a reflection of us and the need for us to be a bit still, maybe. You know, our kids, if they forget things, you might have a child who has ADHD, I do, and they forget a lot. And that is a gift to us to be able to let go of attachments. You know, if they forget something, they leave it behind. It might be the backpack, the hoodie, whatever it might be. And we might be very attached to that. We have to learn to let go, because if they forget things and they lose things and we are too attached to those things, life becomes very, very difficult. Now, I'm not for any minute saying it's okay for our kids to just forget things and leave them and ignore them and we just don't get the hoodie back. No, I'm not saying that at all. But we need to look at the deeper meaning behind having these kids with certain temperaments. What does that bring for us? Are we going to allow it to bring us to a place where we can accept things as they are? Accept that this child is strong-willed, maybe defiant. How are we going to deal with that? It's an invitation to us to meet that child in a very different energy. And when we match their energy, it doesn't work. If your child's anxious and you're anxious, what happens? It goes downhill all the way. If your child raises their voice to you and is rude and obnoxious, then, and we reply with rude and obnoxious words or actions, the energy is the same and it doesn't work. We fight each other. We go head to head. So, you know, we have to understand that we need to be the calm in our child's storm, even more so when the storm's unjustified. Most of us are pretty good when we can understand the storm. You know, when the storm makes sense to us, and by storm I mean the meltdown, the emotional, the feelings that come out, maybe the madness, sadness, aggression, the ferocity of their emotions in the moment can really pull the rug from underneath our feet. But we have to understand that for a lot of the time, these emotional meltdowns and storms and tantrums that our kids have, they don't make sense to us. And when they don't make sense to us, it's very difficult for us to meet them with the correct energy that's going to help them move through those feelings. Instead, we meet them with the same energy and it goes downhill. It's a slippery slope. So we need to be the calm in the storm. We need to be the captain of the ship. When the captain of the ship meets a fierce, ferocious sea and goes to pieces and can't steer the ship through the storm, he can't do that if he goes into fight, flight or freeze and is absolutely terrified and can't take the helm and can't steer and runs away from it. It's not a good thing. So the more stormy the whatever we're facing is, the more calm we need to be. Easier said than done, absolutely. But if they shout, we shout. If they're rude and we're rude. If they lose it and we lose it, or we lose it and they lose it, it doesn't work. You wouldn't be listening to this podcast if what you were doing worked. And for the most part, we are doing things that we know are not often the best way to manage things. And somehow, because they're our children, we think it's okay for us to behave in these ways. But we have to take control of ourselves and we have to be the captain of the ship and meet their storms and meltdowns and tantrums in a way where we are in control of ourselves, because we can't control them. And the gift is their storm. The gift is their inherent characteristic that makes parenting them so hard. That is the gift. Whether they've got this temperament or characteristic from you and it's a blueprint, or whether they've acquired it in order to be seen and heard and understood, it's kind of irrelevant. We have to learn to be able to see the gift and as such, course correct and be in control of ourselves and our emotions so that we face whatever the music is in a calm, curious, open, compassionate, and empathetic way, which is not permissive. It's absolutely not. But what will happen is if you can't find your calm and you can't be centered and grounded and you can't be curious in the moment, you can't do that when you are in flight, fright or freeze. It's not possible because you're being ruled by your reptilian brain and your thinking, logic, wise leader brain is offline. It's not possible. So we have to take control of ourselves in order to guide and influence our kids and help them self-regulate and manage their emotions and feelings so that they learn to do it, so that one day if they have kids, they can role model this to their kids. So I love this poem. Let me read it to you again. May you be blessed with a child who defies you so you learn to release control. So all of you, with strong-willed, defiant, persevering, determined kids that drive you up the wall, it's an invitation to you to not meet them with the same strong-willed energy. Maybe with one who doesn't listen, so you learn to tune in. Most of us parents claim our kids don't listen. And I've done many episodes on this show regarding listening. And if you've heard them, I usually say, okay, this is going to be a bitter pill to swallow. But the reason your child's not listening to you is probably because you're not listening to them. May you be blessed with a child who loves to procrastinate so you learn the beauty of stillness. Maybe you're running around like a chicken with its head cut off and you need to be able to sit and be still just for a moment. And maybe your child procrastinating is that gift to you. May you be blessed with one who forgets things so you learn to let go of attachments. With one who is extra sensitive so you learn to be grounded. With one who is inattentive so you learn to be focused. This is huge. I'm going to say this again. May we all be blessed with a child who is inattentive so we learn to be focused. And I think in this digital age, us parents, and I'm putting myself in this boat too, and I know I'm generalizing, and you might be very focused and very attentive, but most of us, if we're honest, are paying way too much attention to our phones in the company of our kids. So our prime focus is not on them, and it's on this device. And our kids are vying for our attention. They are fighting to be seen and heard and understood. When we're spending perhaps too much time on our screens and not paying attention to them. May you be blessed with one who dares to rebel, so you learn to think outside the box. With one who feels afraid, so you learn to trust the universe. This is huge. We all feel afraid at times. But if we show this fear and we go into this fearful space, then it makes it very difficult for our kids to feel safe. If we are feeling afraid ourselves, if we're in fear or we're anxious or we're showing this outwardly in our behavior, in our thoughts, our feelings and our actions, we need to step into trusting that we have what it takes. We know what we need to do, to trust that the universe has our backs and will guide us accordingly so that we can role model this to our kids. May you be blessed with a child who teaches you that it's never about them and all about you. I've talked about this so often on the show. And in my book, Parenting the Modern Teen, in the first chapter, I talk about how I was barking up the wrong tree for so long in the earlier years when I was a parent. I was looking at my kids and thinking it's all their fault. They are whatever, forgetful, obnoxious, don't listen, rude, don't put their toys away, don't do anything I ask them on time, say they'll do it and they don't. I was nagging and I was blaming them. It was nothing. They weren't broken. They don't need fixed. No child is broken and in need of being fixed. But us as parents, me, I was the one that was broken and needed fixed. I was barking up the wrong tree, thinking it was all their fault. No, and when I turned that spotlight onto myself and was very vulnerable and open and admitted that the way in which I was parenting was not conducive to me being the mum I wanted and nor conducive to me having the relationship I wanted with my kids. It was fragile. It was the rope was tethered. It was not good. And as soon as I recognized this, that my child is there to teach me, and it really isn't about them, it's all about me. And in all the work I do, it always comes back to the parent. And the parents I work with, they realize this. And once you realize this, once you're aware of it, once you wake up to this, then the magic really happens. It's ignorance is bliss, but awareness is a bitch. Dr. Shefali said that to us once, because once you're aware, you can't be unaware. Once you realize that it really is more to do with you than them, you can't go back. And so you have to raise your bar. So the gift of our kids is for us to raise our bars and be able to step up, step in, and be in control of ourselves, to self-regulate, to be in control of our emotions, to be able to show up present and mindful. And the definition of that, I'll say once again, if we are mindful, we are in this moment. Our minds and our thinking is in this moment. And when we're present in this moment, we can be open to what happens, to what unfolds moment by moment by moment. And being open and curious and kind and compassionate with no judgment. Because as soon as we judge it, we're in thought mode that is not actually relevant to the present moment. We're either in the future or we're ruminating about something in the past, and we're toxifying and contaminating the present moment. When we do that, we lose the gift of the present moment. We lose the gift in the defiance, in them not listening, procrastinating, forgetting things, being sensitive, inattentive, rebellious, afraid. We can't see that. We can't help them if we are not present and mindful. So this holiday season, think about just what a gift your child is to you, to be able to show up in a different way, to take control of yourself. And in so doing, become more present, become more mindful, and get way more out of the present moment. This is the gift. So I hope you've enjoyed this. Don't forget, you can go online and Google this poem, The Gift by Dr. Shefali Sabari. It is in The Awakened Family, page 175 and 176. But let these words percolate and really take them on board and let them bring about a change in how you show up with your kids, because that's when change happens. You can only change yourself. You can't change your kid. You can't change your spouse. You can't change anyone except for yourself. So this is the gift in our kids, to change ourselves, change how we're showing up, and become more present in our lives. So till next time, thank you all for listening. I really appreciate you tuning in each and every week. And remember, if there is anything you would like me to talk about, please drop me an email, louise@yourparentingpartner.com. I am always happy to get more subjects and find something I haven't talked about. There will be something, although I'm not too sure what, in 615 episodes. I feel like I've covered it all, but somehow each week I can turn up and talk a bit more about something. So if it's something you want, let me know, and I will look forward to chatting to you about something else next week. Thanks for tuning in, and bye for now. that's it for today's episode on the Parenting in the Thick of It show. If you enjoyed the show, please do share it with your friends and family. And remember, if you find yourself stuck in the thick of it and can't see a way out of it, please send me an email. I would love to help you. My email is louise@yourparentingpartner.com. And don't forget to take a look at the Parenting in the Thick of It family organizer that I created. It's an evergreen family calendar guaranteeing 12 months of use from whenever you start. It also includes beautifully illustrated, informative, and interactive monthly parenting theme pages to guide you through the year. It's the perfect organizer for busy families to keep track of all their activities, plus help parents be the best parent they can be. It's more than just a calendar. You can find the link for this and the other social media platforms that I am on below the description in this episode. Thank you so much for listening today, and I look forward to being with you all soon. Bye for now.